lost in time. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah. I said he's an on-time God. Just at the right moment. Just at the right opportunity. That old lifeline fell right before us. Amen. We're going to Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8. All the way to verse 22. Ephesians 8 through 22 tonight. I feel this in my spirit. Amen. It percolates and it burns in my soul tonight. Amen. Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. He said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God." Grace is a gift of God. Verse 9, "Not of works, lest any man should boast. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye be in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision." But that is called the circumcision of the flesh made by hands. "That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers for the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, or to make himself a twain, one new man, so making peace, that he may reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came to preach peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now therefore you're no more strangers, foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple unto the Lord, in whom you're also built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Oh, put your Bibles down and you ought to give the Lord praise tonight. Somebody ought to praise God. You ought to get beside yourself. Look at what God's done for you. Oh, you ought to praise him. Come on, give the Lord that praise. Somebody ought to give God the thanks tonight. Look what God has done. Look what God has done. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, "There's no God like our God." Look at another neighbor and tell them the same thing. "There's no God like our God. He will never leave you. But not forsake you." Hallelujah. You may be seated if you promise to help me tonight. Amen. Oh, the witness and the evidence is here of what God has done and what God is doing. Amen. But tonight I want to preach to you. We read this morning in Romans 8 chapter that we are debtors not to live after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, God has done something for us that we owe him. Amen. We owe God our life. Amen. After what he's done. I want you to think with me of the grace of God being like this. The song that said, "The lifeline, just in time." Amen. Well, we're being swept into the place of this world. Right on time, that great net of grace was thrown to us. That great net of grace pulled us in. It was God's doing. It was not good looks. It was not our ways. But the goodness of God reached to us right on time And in that net, we didn't understand what was going on, but God had a plan and God had a purpose for your soul, and he pulled you out, amen, of the deep, miry sea of darkness of sin. Look what God has done. We owe God today for what he's done. The great grace of God at work in our life. However, I find that, amen, we today have a debt. We have a debt to pay because of God reaching to us. He just didn't fish us out of hell's way, but he put us in a hope's way, amen, to make us something we couldn't get on our own. God has a purpose for your life. God has great things for your life, and God has great meaning for you, amen, to live in, all because he's graced your life with his love. Now, I'm going to get to the point, and I'm going to punch the point. I find that many people, amen, they forget what God's done for them. Children of Israel, they forgot the God of mercy that brought them out of Egypt. They forgot the slime pits. They forgot all the labor and the slavery of Egypt. But there was a man named Caleb and a man named Joshua. They remember what it was like to be a slave and being poked and pried by the Egyptian taskmasters. And Joshua and Caleb, there came a day and hour. The Lord said, I want you to go search out the land. 12 spies went to go look. And when they went to look and search out the land, the Lord said, go look. Go survey it. And the Bible says 10 come back with an evil report that said, we can't do it. We can't do it. We are like grasshoppers in the sight of these giants. There's no way. But Joshua and Caleb came back and they said, Oh, we could do it. We're more than able. Amen. Oh, Fred, we're not the grasshoppers. They're the grasshoppers. Amen. When you got God on your side, amen, you got the God of heaven. Amen. Oh, they remembered God's deliverance. They remember what God brought them out of slavery of Egypt. How exciting. But the children of Israel, many of them forgot. And the Lord made a promise to Joshua and Caleb. Caleb said one day, amen, in the word of the Lord, you'll find it in the book of Joshua. He was old and old, and he was 85 years old. Anybody 85 in this place? Almost. Amen. But 85 years old, he said, give me my promise. Give me my mountain. I can get it. Amen. I want to tell somebody, God's not done with you. Amen. God wants you to have your promise. Amen. Somebody in this place, you need to remember what God's brought you from. If he brought you out of Egypt, he wants a place for you. He wants to fulfill a promise for your life. Oh, somebody ought to praise God tonight. You ought to get excited. Come on, God's not done. I said, God's not done. Woo! Hallelujah. Everybody else sat on God. They forgot the God that brought them out. Oh, Joshua and Caleb said, no. They remembered Egypt. They remember the great miracle that God done for them. Don't ever forget the net that pulled you out. Don't ever forget the grace, amen, that has graced your life. Don't ever forget the glory that has touched you. God pulled you out. Not for you to sit on a pew and look pretty. Amen. Don't ever let your fire die out. Don't ever let your zeal for God die out. Amen. You may not be called, amen, to be a preacher behind a pulpit, but every one of us are called to be a light shiner. Amen. Those that will bear the gospel. Amen. And let your light shine before men that they may see the good works that God's done in your life. Amen. God has called you to be for him. Amen. His example. For tonight, the title, what I want to preach to you, don't die before you die. Don't die before you die. There's some forget very quickly what God's done for them. Well, I've been raised in church all my life. Well, God's graced you really big. I mean, you don't have scars. I mean, you don't know what it's like in the world to have all these problems. You don't know what it's like to be drunk and wake up, you don't know where you're at. You don't know what it's like to have all the different things of the world. If you've been graced by God to not go in the world, you have the greatest opportunity to be something for Jesus Christ. You don't have to go to the world to get your testimony. You got a great testimony. Look what God has kept you from. Look all the heartaches, headaches, home breaks that God has kept you from. But many people, they've learned that church is just something you come to instead of something you be. God didn't call you to come to church. God called you to be the church. Hallelujah. Come on, he didn't die for a metal building on Durst Street. He died for those that are here today. He died for lost and dying humanity. Even though you were raised and born in an apostolic home, without being born again and without the grace of God, you're going to hell. Just because you know all the antics of Pentecostalism doesn't save you. But there's been something died in them a long time ago. They forgot that net of grace. They forgot the goodness of God reaching and pushing them out of the way of hell's collision course. Amen. Just in time. Amen. The Lord has reached in. Jesus went to Calvary for you, friend. Many times we forget it. You can be blessed by God and forget the blessings of God. Children of Israel did, didn't they? God clothed them. God robed them. The shoes on their feet didn't wear out. Cloud above their head. Pillar of fire above their head. Everything was provided for them. And they still grumbled and complained. Something died in them. And I want to tell this church, I want to tell every saint in this place, amen, there's a lot of people call themselves saints and there ain't, because something's died in them. They forget the grace of God. They forget what God has done. They have left church in the church. Man, you hear me? I'm going to say it again. I'm going to drive it. Amen. When you come to church, amen, don't leave what you get here in this building. You go to the restaurant, they ask it, is it for here or to go? God never intended the church to be left here. We got to take this to go. When I leave this place, amen, I can't leave, amen, the presence of the Almighty God in here. I got to take it. Amen. Oh, the church has marching orders. The church has an authority and a commission to be all we could be for Jesus Christ. Have you ever seen somebody go to work and, for example, I was at Lowe's and had a guy that was there at Lowe's one day, had his vest on, and I was needing something. And I said, man, I need some help. I need to know a certain item. I can't find it. I've walked down this aisle several times. And he looks at me and says, I'm not on the clock. I can't help you. I said, hang on just a minute, sir. You still have your vest on. You still have your name tag. I said, I need you to come to the front with me, because I know the policy of Lowe's is this. Amen. If you work here, whether you work here on the clock, off the clock, amen, you're here to help people. There's a lot of people don't realize that you're on the clock 24/7 in your life. We're never off the clock in living for God. There's some people think, well, when I go home, I punched out. I don't have to live for God. I don't have to pray. I don't have to worship God. Come on. Amen. You have God's name on your life. You have God's identity on your life. Amen. Come on. You're still on the clock. In fact, your time is winding up. You enter this race as a time period. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. You only have a short time to work. and we only have a short span to do the things of God. God's net reached to you and brought you into his boat of mercy for you to do a job, for you to let your light shine, for you to live for God 100%. God's not calling part-timers. Kingdom of God is not for a part-timer. God don't have part-time servants. Either you're in or you're not. Come on. You know why? Because he's not a part-time God. Many people want to live part-time, want a full-time pay. You want to get to heaven, you better be full-time. You better get in line with God and realize, amen, God, amen, is serious. He's full time. Day and night, he's on call. Amen, as close as a mention of his name. And he's looking for somebody to be the same. Don't leave him in the church. So many people, you know, they die before they die. That old fire is gone. All they have is the ashes of yesterday's fire. They forgot what God's done for them. I don't want to ever forget that great net of God that pulled me out just in time, just in time. Amen. Oh, Sister Kristen, amen, I'm so thankful for the net of God in your life. When we went the other day to the neighboring town when you was raised in Gilmer, every time I go, my heart bleeds with thanksgiving and praise to God. Oh, because this little sister, when she came that day in that office and you sat in front of me, Sister Krista, you were helpless, hopeless by the standards of humanity. But that day, you mean the grace and the great big net of God reached down and pulled a Christian chalk, amen, out of a hopeless situation. God had a purpose for her life. God had a reason for her life. The goodness of God began to operate in her. Don't ever forget what God's done for you. Hear me. The goodness and the grace of God. That big net. Oh, I'm thankful for it. Hallelujah. Why is it we become stubborn and dead? We start dying. Well, and many times we come, we've learned how to have church. I love people that don't know the system. They don't know the system. I love it when people are brand new. Amen. And it's still okay for them to get on the floor and roll. Amen. They don't know what to do with this. Amen. You ever seen somebody that know what to do with the Holy Ghost? It gets all over the, amen. Oh, it's not, they don't know the protocol. Amen. They don't know which way to run around a building or what to do with it. But it's all over them. They can't contain it. I wish that we could get back that fire. I wish that somebody would let the Holy Ghost work all over. Hey, I'm not ashamed of what God's done. Let it burn in me, Jesus. Don't let it die in your saints. Remember the grace, the net of grace. Remember what he's done for you. So many, you're already in the box, so to speak, in your coffin. You're already dead. Your time hadn't even come. So when somebody comes here, you're not going to fool the world by looking holy, halfway raising your hands and praising God. When they come to church, they see you. When they're out in the world, they see you, and there's no difference. Remember, the world can judge phony things. I don't care how much you call yourself apostolic. A phony apostolic is easy to find out. Because they stink, because they're dead. You stink in the nostrils of God when you die. And the world smells that very quickly as well. We're not living in a foolish world. They're very wise in seeing these things. They deal with phoniness every day of their life. And when they come to a church, the last thing they want to see is a stuck-up group of people that is already dead. We don't want that kind in our church. When they walk in, you don't, I don't want them in my church. Man, I thank God when somebody walks in that smells like marijuana. Because how many in this place used to smoke it? I love it when somebody still has the smell of alcohol all in their pores. That's okay. Some of you were that way. Amen. We can't forget where we came from. Amen. Oh, Brother Will, don't ever forget that great net that pulled you out just a few, amen, almost a year ago now. God filled you with the Holy Ghost. He has a purpose for you. Don't let it die in your life. Have you ever gotten mad at the devil? I'm mad at the devil. I have an air rifle that you air it up with a scuba tank very fast. But when I was buying it, I researched it. It has a silencer on the end of it. And a man was at a place where the birds were threatening the cattle and the chickens. And he was at a farm and he was shooting these pigeons that had been, pigeons were just everywhere, stealing the food from the cattle, the chickens, and pooping in their food. And to prevent a lot of disease, they had to start killing some of the pigeons. And I'll never forget, there was a high line that was loaded with the pigeons. And the man was demonstrating the power of this gun from 100 yards. Air rifle now. And he had that scope, and that camera was on that scope. And he would shoot those pigeons one by one. Those pigeons would fall down dead. Because they were multiplying so fast, and they became a nuisance to the animals there, causing potential disease. And those pigeons didn't even know. They were still sitting on the line. Boop, their neighbor would fall out. Boop, another one fall out. Boop, another one die. That sniper was taking aim way far, 100 yards away. They couldn't hear the sound of that pellet. It was going right through them. In my mind, as a pastor, I have seen the sniper take out one after another. One after another, one after another, one after another. Young people, nobody's exempt. There was people that were on this platform just recently, even that are now backslid. Amen, that the enemy's taken. I am mad at the devil. Amen, I am mad at the lie of the enemy. He wants to steal, he wants to destroy. But tonight, don't ever let that fire, don't ever let that grace ever dissolve in your life to where it's just something that happened. Hey friend, don't let the enemy take you out next. You better have your armor on. You better have the whole armor of God on. You better be able to stand in this hour while the evil's coming against you. You better have a fight inside of you. Hear me, Carson. You better have a fight in you, man. Come up here, Captain. God is looking for men that knows how to pray, knows how to walk, and knows how to stand with the armor on. When you don't know what else to do, the Bible says stand on it. Amen. I don't want to be the next pigeon. I don't want Carson to be the next casualty. The reason why is because some people don't wear the armor of God. They don't shoot. The Bible says put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. In the evil day, you'll never be able to stand, Carson, if you don't take time with God every day. You can't depend on mama's prayers. You can't depend upon pastor. I can pray for you all day, but I can't do yours. Don't die before you die. God has a purpose for your life. Be strong. God's looking for somebody to say no to friends, no to things. Amen. Oh, let there be a fight inside of you. All your fists up. Come on, shake your fist tonight. Amen. You need to get mad at the devil, mad at hell. Amen. Oh, and say, hell, you're not taking me. Amen. You know the reason why? You got a little grandma that has spoiled you rotten, hasn't she? Nana D. And a Papa Jake that would do anything for you. But you know what's happening in Nana D's life? You don't see it, but I see it. She's getting closer and closer to the finish line. And the key for her salvation, boom, is right here. My God, Carson, I felt that. Amen. You know what she needs? She needs a Carson to reach for her. A Carson that will do his best. Amen. The same. Oh, let me tell you, Nana. Amen. The Holy Ghost is still alive. Amen. All you need to pray more than you ever pray for that Pawpaw Jake, that God would turn that fire loose on him. Amen. I'm telling you, it's time to stand. It's time to be. It's time to let God. I'm not going to be the next pigeon on the line that the enemy takes out. I'm going to let God be God in my life. Come on, you ought to praise God, saints. Carson, if you've ever been radical, you just graduated. Now it's time to be radical. Because how you live the next few years is how you're going to live the rest of your life. You're going to be outside the nest in them a little bit. Those wings, men are going to start flapping and flying, carrying your own weight, so to speak. Man, think about it. You mean that little boy with those Converse that used to come to the house every morning is now standing next to me with such a great charge of God and a promise of God all over your life, all around your life. But guess what? The crosshairs is right on you. And he wants to sight you in from way off. And say, man, you'll make another dead pigeon. But I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the power that God has in us. Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is. Come on, you got power tonight with Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't let the devil fool you, Carson. Don't let the devil fool you, son of God. God is still for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you tonight? Who can be against you? Tell some of these old people, don't die before they die. Come on, preach it.
Don't die before you die.
Get the fire, tell them.
Don't die before you die.
Come on, I want you to tell them like tonight they're going to die.
Don't die before you die.
Come on, put some fire in it now.
Don't die before you die.
Come on, one more time, do it.
Don't die before you die.
Oh, purpose.
Don't die before you die. Don't die before you die. You got a purpose.
Oh, you ought to give God praise tonight. I got a purpose. You got a purpose. You got a purpose, son of God. I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. I'm not going to sit and die. I'm not going to sit and die.
Hallelujah.
I refuse to die. I refuse to be a corpse. Hallelujah, I refuse. Woo! God's not done with you. You're not done till you hear him say, well done. And then the fun starts forever.
Woo.
How many times God has healed your body? When they should have zipped you up and put you in a casket, the grace of God was there. The goodness of God was there for you. How many times God has provided for you when he should never done it? By all means, you should never be here tonight. But the grace of God reached down. You know what I ask God? Lord, I want you to give and ignite something that when I used to go to church as a kid, something has become extinct in Apostolic Pentecost. That I sure want back. You know what it is? Used to, when the Holy Ghost got to moving, people shouted.
Come on.
And a shout that we defined when we defined it back in those days, it was more than, woo! I'm telling you, it was something spontaneous in the middle of preaching, in the middle of singing. Amen. Somebody couldn't contain it any longer. All of a sudden, hands and feet went every direction. They would dance and they would scream. Where has the shout gone to? God, revive it. Revive the shout here at Apostolic Lighthouse. Revive it back again in our young people. Revive it back in our old people. Revive it back, oh God, I pray. But God has to nudge him. And you say, no, that was me. God has to nudge you again. No, 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 that was me. How many times God has to nudge you? Don't you remember the net? Don't you remember the feeling of all of a sudden being swooped off your feet into the arms of Jesus Christ? Don't you remember the time that God, out of nowhere, heard your faintest cry? Don't you remember what he's done for you? You know what I feel tonight? I feel that net working right now. I feel the pull of God's grace. God's ready to revive somebody tonight. Amen. Amen. Come on. No. Don't die before you die. Amen. You know the greatest thing is somebody, amen, to get fired up for Jesus Christ. Revival. Amen. Come on, revival is not a preacher with a suitcase preaching to us, with an evangelist. No, revival is when you let the Holy Ghost work again like he did in your life before. How would you like to go to the hospital bleeding all over and everybody there is just taking that little time and you're bleeding to death and the doctor's cutting up, the nurse's on their cell phone playing games, the whole hospital playing games, and here you are at death's door. You look around the hospital, it's plumb filthy. Unsanitized, full of filth, bacteria, trash from the last patient. The bed hadn't even been changed. Your blood spots all over it. And they plunk you down there. That's the reason why your pastor harps. You got to live right. You got to keep your life sanctified, sanitized. You got to keep your life, prayer life, because you don't know the next Rebecca, Rachel, Riley, Will. You don't know the Christian that's going to walk in. The next you that walks in this place. Are we ready to handle a crisis and hook them to the grace and the goodness of God? Or do we have to get prayed through? It's sad when somebody comes to the hospital and the nurses and the staff are worse off than the patient. But it's sad when people come to the church expecting, when a backslider remembers the way it used to be. And there are saints that are dead on the pew. They're dead before they ever died. And you wonder, what's wrong with this church? What's wrong with this church? It's a bunch of dead people. Like the Pharisees, the Bible says they were dead. Come on, they were dead. And God is looking for a church that is alive. A church when they worship God. They're not just patty caking with God. Amen. They're serious. You better get serious when you give God praise. When you come to the house of God, oh, it ought to be with all your heart. God is looking for somebody to stay radical, even in love with him, worshiping him. Brian Pirtle, if somebody had a heart attack tonight, know where that electric, go get it. Now that box is going to ring, but I don't care. We bought that because we want to be equipped in case something happens. You know what? I want the church to be prepared for heart attacks, for heartbreaks, for home breakups. Amen. When they walk in the door, that the church, amen, it's not somebody said we got the prescription, but we can't fill it. Too many today, amen, they tell you they have a pharmaceutical problem, but they don't have it on the shelves. Many people have prescriptions. Amen. I want to tell you the church has the prescription, but we ought to have the product too. But so many walk in dead in trespasses and sin. Do you have the power in prayer and reading your Bible and walking with God that helps somebody? There's some of you, amen, you haven't prayed at an altar. Because you're dead. It's time to get alive. It's time for you to get excited. Amen. When they start singing those songs of Zion, amen, you don't need to stay where you're at. Amen. You know what? I had a pastor friend. He got tired of all his old people. Is what he said. I got tired of all my old people. You're sitting there like a bunch of knots on a log. He said, I know they have arthritis and pains and stuff. But he said, you know, at least they could do something. They clapped their hands, raised their hands. Some of them could weep before God. He said, but some of them were just looking around and looking around at every different thing, scrutinizing from the grandstands. So guess what he did? He moved the young people to the back of the church where the grandparents sat, and the older people sat, and he moved the older people up front. He said, I'm going to put the fire behind you. Friends, if we don't show these young people to have church, they're going to be the next pigeon on the line that'll go. If we don't live it before them, amen, they're going to be the next one that the enemy pulls a trigger upon. But God is looking for somebody that has been through the fire. Come on, don't you remember, mama? Amen, the fire you've been through. Amen, I'm speaking to my mama and every mama in this building. Amen, you remember all the things God brought you. Don't ever forget what the grace of God, the net of God that has helped you, the hand of God that has... Come on, don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget what God has done for you. Leads on me, Jesus. Put the leads on me. Put it on my heart again. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Push the button, Jesus. Resurrect me. Wake me up. Shape me up. Get me up and let me worship up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice not against me, oh my enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. Power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Power. The church. That's still alive, that it hasn't died before they die. Oh. Come on, God didn't call Dr. Popsicle to be your pastor.
Come on, hallelujah.
Well, you didn't come to the church or the refrigerator tonight, but you've come to the house of a living God. What have you done for Jesus tonight? When I come to the house of God, I always say, Lord, this is for you. This is yours, Jesus. I'm going to worship you. I know some of you can't get now. You can't shout like you used to. You can't run the aisle. I can't run the aisle no more. There's sometimes I want to run, and I've tried it, and it's fallen on my face. you sure could worship. You sure could get involved with meaning and love. Remember the net of God's grace. Oh, this altar's open tonight. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody that needs. Come on, Lord, put the jumper cables on me tonight. Come on, God, I need a fresh jump. Got a fresh start. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. If you've got to come and sit on the altar, do it. Oh, whatever it takes tonight for you to come. Come on, I don't have to beg you or cheerlead you tonight. Come on, you know what to do. This is the house of God. Come on, somebody needs to roll the red carpet out for Jesus. Roll it out. Lord, I praise you. I worship you, Jesus. Come on, look what the Lord has done for you.
I talk about the church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. It's got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood. It's been through the fire. But one of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand of the Lord. I'm talking about the church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood. It's been through the fire. But one of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand of the Lord. I'm talking about the church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood. It's been through the fire. But one of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand of the Lord. I'm part of the church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. I've been through the flood. It's been through fire. One of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand of the Lord. I'm talking about a church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood, been through the fire. But one of these days,
the church is gonna move up higher.
It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built
by the hand of the Lord.
I'm part of a church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood. It's been through the fire. But one of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand of the Lord. I'm talking about a church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood. It's been through the fire. One of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand of the Lord. I'm talking about a church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. Been through the flood. It's been through the fire. But one of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand of the Lord. I'm talking about the church in the book of Revelation. It's built on a rock. Got a firm foundation. It's been through the flood. It's been through the fire. But one of these days, the church is gonna move up higher. It's a church triumphant, oh Lord. And it's built by the hand. hand of the Lord. It's the Lord, ship of Zion. It's home for the lost and the dying.
If tonight was your last church service. If tonight was your last church service, how would you like to make your last church service? You need to worship like every church service is going to be your last. And you won't ever have any problems with regret. You'll never have regret anymore. You'll never have problems anymore. When you worship like it's your last service. What do you want to do for Jesus tonight? What do you want to give Jesus tonight? Come on. What do you want to give the Lord tonight? Are you going to give him a halfway hug? Are you going to give him the very best you got? Let's give the Lord an offering tonight. Come on, give the Lord an offering of worship. Come on, let it cost you something right now. Hallelujah. Lift your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Come on, offer that to Him. Lord, you're worthy and holy. You're beautiful, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're wonderful, Jesus. So great, so great, so great, so great. Hallelujah.
The way it used to be.
He's set up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you let the Holy Ghost minister right now? Come on, let the Holy Ghost minister. Amen. Just reach up. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just close your eyes and receive right now. Absorb what God's trying to get over right now. Hallelujah. The healing, the victory, the joy is coming tonight. The grace, the grace, the grace, the grace of Jesus.
I've been changed.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lift our hands to Jesus tonight. All through this building, one more time, just love the Lord with us. Thank you for your grace and goodness, Jesus. I love and I do thank you today, God. You're so great. So great, so great, so great, so great, Jesus. So great you have been, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Would you give a hand to the King? Give a hand. Applaud the Lord. Applaud the Lord. Praise God. Feels good to feel Jesus tonight. God's not done with you. It's not over. It's just the beginning. Amen. You open your Bibles. There's the book of Genesis. Then you have the book of what? Exodus. Isn't it amazing that we've first got to go through Exodus before we get to our Genesis? You've got to leave something behind before you get to your beginning. And we're so thankful that in order to get from your Exodus of Egypt to your Genesis, a new beginning, God helps you. He opens up that Red Sea of His mercy and blood. Amen. Washed in the blood, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Covered with His grace. Praise God. Amen. Birthdays for the month of May. If you were born in the month of May, Trent, you get to come first. We knew you had a birthday. Come step up here, man. Anybody else had a birthday? Sister Ricky. Sister Ricky, Brother Tom. Let's get right up here, brother. Yeah, right there. Kenan had a birthday today, too, y'all. All these 20-year-olds. Anybody else had a birthday in the month of May?
I think
we have two of them today, right?
I think Sister Anna's is Thursday.
Sister Anna?
She's over in the third building.
When we get to the third building, make sure you declare happy birthday to Sister Anna Murray, right? All right. Sister Crosswhite, let her ring
Does
out.
Does Dinah have a birthday?
Dinah, is your birthday too? Look, just because you got an eye patch don't mean you can stay back there. It's your birthday.
A happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and the best year you've ever had. We pray God's blessings on you. We
you lift
pray
your hands
God's
and pray that, Lord, bless these.
Say you
bless
feel
them,
Jesus
Lord God.
Here every day of the year.
Now give them a hand. Praise God. Excited. Amen. Now, anniversaries. Anniversaries. Anybody had married in the month of May? Sister Quinn, didn't y'all have one? All right. When is it? May 23rd. I know Brother Shorty somewhere is here. How many years?
55. Woo-hoo.
Amen. Anybody else had an anniversary? Brother Shorty, he'll be out in a little bit. Amen. So we want to honor them by singing happy birthday to them, but I want them to
happy
together.
Anniversary.
Amen.
Huh? Anniversary.
Anniversary. 55 years.
That's beautiful.
Brother and Sister Quinn, congratulations. Amen. 55 years, y'all. You got married in 69? I was born in 69. I was born. I was just a little baby boy when you had your anniversary. I mean, your marriage. I'm all mixed up. Amen. Brother Brian, is Brother Shorty behind you?
He may be. We can sing over in the third building to them.
Okay. We can sing in the third building to them. Amen. So when we get over there, we'll sing to them. Okay. That way, both of them together. We want some pictures of them together. Okay.
Yes. Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Hey, we love you. Brother Neil, come. Would you dismiss in prayer and pray with the food? Remember, listen up. Listen up. Many times we go over there and We do need help. The people that are already over there have worked hard. Let's give Sister Courtney a break by helping clean up, okay? I need all the muscle power. And if you eat at a table, make sure you clean up after yourself. You'll help us out a whole lot. Brother Neil, dismiss us in prayer and pray over this.
Amen. All right. Pray over the food. Thank you, Jesus, for this food, Lord. I pray that you bless those that have prepared it. God, I pray that you bless those that have had birthdays this month and those that, brothers and twin, pray that you help us, Lord, have good fellowship. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.